a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. We are back at it. Even though we are safer at home, honey, it is not too safe to fall in love and find someone that you think is super hot.
That's right. Love conquers all, always.
That is true. It might be a little different right now, but other than that, we're going to make it work for you. And today we have Murphy on the phone. Good morning, Murphy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing our thing, my man.
That's right.
I know. It's crazy times.
I know, right? I hope you are safe and doing well along with your family.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm doing my best and, you know, just trying to follow the guidelines and just, you know, trying to stay in and do all the things right. So
I see that you're still continuing on your dating pleasures on social media. So tell us who you met.
Well, yeah, I mean, being at home, it's, you know, making me kind of climb the wall. So I met this girl, Renee, on Plenty of Fish, since, you know, I got nothing better to do than be at home. And so we started messaging over, like, the past week and, you know, sort of talking about our experiences and whatnot. And immediately, like, felt an immediate physical attraction to each other just from our just casual conversation. And so it was, like, noticeable on both ends. So we decided we should, like, get together and have, like, a video chat since we can't really go out. So then we scheduled one and, like, decided to have kind of, like, a happy hour sort of date, if you will, online. So poured my glass of wine, got on Skype with her. I mean, it was, like, when I said, like, physical attraction, I mean, it got physical pretty quick. And we had, like, a really nice time. Without getting into too much detail.
Are you saying you did some kind of phone sex thing going on?
I don't want to embarrass her, but yeah. I mean, yeah, that's...
Oh, okay.
Well, we're just going to clap to that.
Getting juicy.
We like that, honey.
Mm-hmm, we do.
All right,
I mean, I had a wonderful time, you know. Like, I mean, it was a long call. Like, we were I don't want to... It was this long. Let's put it that way.
Murphy, you're turning Tracy on.
I know, I'm, like, getting hot.
You can take your clothes off, Tracy.
I'm going to have to.
All right, so, hey, I love it. I love the fact, too, that you are on Plenty of Fish. I remember this being, like, the first dating site.
Yeah.
And then I heard this is the you lay down site, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of people lay down with each other on this
I
site.
I think so.
All right, so good. So you guys had a really great time chatting. And then, of course, you did some love-making virtually with each other. And then you, I mean, what did she just get? Scared, or she'd just say, okay, I gotta go, I'm gonna click you off, or how did it end?
No, I mean, we, like, the call finished, I mean, well, you know, we both finished.
Oh my
and,
gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we both had a good time, and okay. Now, like, she's not even, like, getting back to me, and, you know, I've, like, reached out via the, from Plenty of Fish, as well as, like, her phone number, but I didn't hear much back. So,
sure.
I mean, I'm hoping she's fine and that there's nothing wrong.
That's right.
But I just don't know why she's not getting back to me.
Well, you might have been so good that she just passed out. She can't still get up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. She's still laying there.
She's still numb.
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as she's healthy, you know, that's like all that matters. But.
That's why we're safer at home.
Yeah.
All right, my man. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and when we get back, we'll call Renee and hopefully wake her back up.
Yeah.
And score you a second virtual date. Sound good?
That sounds awesome.
All right, my man. It's coming up next. Hopefully, a second date between Murphy and Renee. He's so damn good. She still can't even get up.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are in the middle of a brand new Second Date Update, and I'm liking what I am hearing so far with Murphy.
Oh, yeah. So Murphy is calling for a second date with Renee. I guess they met on Plenty of Fish. They had been chatting for like a week, and... really were physically attracted to each other right away. So they said, hey, let's do a little happy hour. They did a video chat. Things got physical pretty fast. He said it was a long call. And it sounds like both parties were satisfied.
Mm-mm. God bless you, Murphy.
Okay. So he's just not sure. We're not sure if she's still laying down or not. Like, why hasn't she called back? Is she all right?
She is all right. All right. We're going to give her a call, Murphy. Are you ready?
That would be great. I'd love to get back in touch with Renee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh my gosh, she answered.
Oh, she's okay.
Hi, is this Renee?
Yes, this is she.
Is this Renee? I want to play all day.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, what?
I like that.
I'm just messing with you.
That was good.
Hey, Renee, this is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 931GM, so we just wanted to call you and say hey.
Oh, okay. Hi.
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 How's it going?
It's good. You know, just trying to figure out how to stay busy during the quarantine.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Listen, we are calling you because you seem to caught the eye of someone very sexy, it sounds like. Because, listen, he's like a long john, like long days and all that fun. Do you remember meeting Murphy on Plenty of Fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all
well,
right.
Good.
Yeah.
So listen, he kind of got a hold of us and he's just wondering where you've been.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a very nice time.
Very, very nice.
On your date.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a nice time. But in short, I'm embarrassed because things got physical over a video chat and his mom walked in his room. So.
Oh, really?
I'm just feeling really embarrassed. Because he walked in on us, basically, and he revealed that he's staying with her, which is fine, you know, until the quarantine is over and he forgot to lock his bedroom door.
Oh my gosh.
So he never mentioned he was at his mom's house.
Wait, come on now. But, like, I haven't lived at home. I've lived by myself for so long. I didn't lock my bedroom door. I don't think about that kind of thing.
So, Renee, you are on Second Date Update, by the way. You know, I'm sure you've heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Renee.
Familiar. Hey, Murphy.
Oh, gosh. So, Murphy, your mama walked in on you guys getting hot and heated?
Well, fortunately, it wasn't too hot at that point, but it definitely was startling. I mean, I felt like I was in high school. But she just popped her head in to see how I was doing. And it was just for a second. I don't even know if she saw anything because she definitely hasn't said anything since then about it. But, I mean, I didn't say I was staying at my parents' house because, you know, it's not where I normally live, but under these circumstances, that's where I found myself. And I didn't even, like, that was a big deal.
Right. So, Renee, what seems to be the issue? Because you guys did have a really nice time. And, you know, I've had a parent walk in on me before. Whatever. I mean, it happens. So is it more that the fact, like you said, that he's staying with his mom, which he's probably just taking care of her at the time, right? And then, or is it the fact that...
Yeah. The issue is not that he's staying at his mom's during the quarantine. That is totally cool. The issue is that she walked in. I mean, I saw her. So I know she saw me. And
so yeah,
her vision's bad. I don't think she saw you. She would have. I mean, maybe she did, but she's not said a word about it.
It sounds
she hasn't acted weird. She's like normal. I mean,
it sounds like it was pretty quick, though.
Yeah,
Renee, like she must have come in and saw, you know, quickly saw what was happening and left right away.
Well, and especially for her son is half naked. She is not going to be lingering and staring. I mean, she's going to shut that door as soon as possible.
Exactly.
So she probably didn't see you. Like, she didn't see you.
She didn't see you.
No.
Yeah.
She saw her boy.
Did you not? I mean, if you saw her, you can see that she's not like, she's not eagle-eyed.
Oh, she's not eagle-eyed.
Yeah. I just felt pretty awkward about the whole thing.
Well, here's the thing. Things happen, and I think this is innocent, and there was too much of a hot connection between you two. So here's a big question, Renee. Would you like to do another virtual conversation with Murphy, or perhaps you guys can go for a walk or something like that, but just not too close?
Yeah, I mean, and I can lock my door for sure.
Yeah.
I'll do another virtual.
Ooh, good!
Yay.
That is awesome. Renee, I promise, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it, like, that you could see her so clearly. Like, I promise that will never happen again.
Okay, thank you.
That's so nice.
Oh, I love
Look
it.
At that.
Love during the quarantine.
Make sure it's all locked. Make sure you have your lamp on and put some sweet music on, too, in the background. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right. Or maybe I'll just go back to my place for a little bit, and then we can have that with, like, no interruptions.
Ooh, I like that, Murphy.
That would be great.
He is manning up now.
He really is.
Mm-hmm, with those man hands.
I mean, we had such a wonderful time, and if you guys could see Renee, you'd understand.
I get it. I get it.
All right.